From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Sunday, June 20th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We are also simulcasting this radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. I am going to attempt today to cover all of the news and information as we do each and every day, but it's getting more and more intense by the millisecond. As you know, the quickening is accelerating, but we're going to cover it all. First off, we're almost 2 months into the oil spill right now, and there is no doubt from the research that we've done that this is an inside job, an act of sabotage, a staged event. The question is, why did the federal government controlled by offshore banks and BP controlled by the king of the offshore banks, Goldman Sachs, why did they do this? And I'll be breaking this down in a special analysis starting in the next segment. This information is vitally important. We are calling for a criminal investigation at the state level because the feds are completely controlled 100% by the individuals that have clearly orchestrated. This is part of their strategic takeover, their stratagem. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP federal government's role in oil spill. And we've got the phone numbers to the governors that border the Gulf that are affected by the spill. Texas will be affected once the hurricane season hits and blows it against the currents. So we probably should add Texas to this list. But right now we have Florida, of course, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And when it goes around Florida, it will then be carried by those currents into the East Coast and then on out into the Atlantic, into Iceland, England, and Northern Europe. Very, very serious situation, obviously, and we're going to be breaking that down when we come back from the first break. We have Medvedev, the Russian president, showing off a sample coin for the new world currency. Remember, he did that a year ago? Well, now he's back. Medvedev pushes ruble currency to replace dollar dominance. And he did that, of course, on Friday, calling for a Russian-based new world order. I've got more on the situation with the attack on free speech. The government is now openly saying that the FCC is going to take the web over and that all internet connections, all cell phones, all television sets will have a government internet control box that tracks everything you do, everywhere you go, and decides what you can have access to. I actually have the legislation in Congress here in front of me, but the FCC says they don't care if it doesn't pass. This is new FCC regulations. They might as well say that they regulate the moon, or how about Pluto? Or the Kuiper Belt. I mean, they do not have this jurisdiction. So get ready for the end of free speech. And that's what they're saying this is for, because they are moving with their tyranny on every front, and they want to shut down our free speech. We are also going to get into what is probably the most important news. The oil spill is very important and is a close second. And it's really part of the story as well, because it's being used as a mass diversion, a mass distraction from the Iran developments. U.S. Israel warships in Suez may be prepared to face off with Iran. That's out of the Israeli National News. We, of course, reported on this 4 days ago. People doubted it. The Iranian news reported on it 5 days ago, but here's the Israeli press. Armada of U.S. and Israeli warships headed for Iran. Iran threatens to stop Western ships, have suggested to cargo inspection. This is serious. Hello.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For joining us, my friends. It is Sunday, the 20th day of June 2010. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. I'm going to get into this giant stack of mainstream news openly announcing, but like it's no big deal, that the federal government is taking over the internet and free speech and will restrict free speech, including free speech supporting the Second Amendment. The news is that this is now mainstream news. I've been telling you for the last 2 years, at the end of Bush and now at the start of Obama, that all the federal agencies have been openly saying we've got to shut up the American people. They know they're doing things that are unconstitutional, that are criminal. There is a private offshore corporate takeover taking place in the United States right now. You think things are bad? You ain't seen nothing yet, as the adage goes. And so they need to shut us up. I have the Associated Press today with federal and state governments grabbing people's private pension funds and cutting government pension funds. Do you think they're going to let you have any voice while they financially gang rape you? The answer is no. This is hot tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. But finally, not cold, creeping tyranny anymore. Here's the Financial Times of London. FCC in move to regulate internet. And then I have the FCC quotes. This is outside of law, just a new regulation. I mean, I guess the FCC might have a new regulation that that your drapes have to be purple. Of course, they don't have that jurisdiction, but why not? If they don't have jurisdiction on this, how about the FCC says you got to wear blue underwear on Tuesdays? They don't have any jurisdiction to do that, but why not? I mean, how about we've all got to pay a internet and television tax to the FCC? Now, I'm not being sarcastic now. That is in a bill in Congress and in their new regulation, which they don't even need a law to implement, they claim, that you will pay a tax on your television set and your computer. Oh, what did Cass Sunstein 2 years ago as a Harvard lawyer write, now the head of regulation, Obama's regulations are, he said, we will tax the alternative media into oblivion. We will then, in the next phase, arrest people for alternative views. These are quotes, ladies and gentlemen. What does his diversity czar at the FCC say? That Mao Zedong is good? That Hugo Chavez censorship of the media is good? This is really happening. Oh, you didn't think government would seize health care? And, of course, raise taxes, cut benefits, and all the pathetic Obama supporters are saying, where's my free, you know, health care? You're not going to get any health care, okay? You understand that? Maybe an aspirin for a heart attack. You're going to live like they do in Cuba now. You're going to eat squid 3 times a day. You're going to have a Chavano in every corner telling you what to eat, how to sleep, who to talk to, what to wear, how long to work. You want to be a slave? You want daddy government, big brother government to wipe your hind end for you? They will, right after they hit you in the head with a baseball bat. You want to be a slave? Okay. You hate America? You want to go in the opposite direction of our founding fathers? You'll learn why that was a bad idea now. FCC in move to regulate the internet. Financial Times of London. Here's another one. excellent Kurt Nemo article from Infowars.com, but it links to the FCC announcements. It links to the mainstream news articles. It links to just scores of articles documenting all of this. So go read it for yourself. FCC stealth plan to censor internet content. I wouldn't even really call it a stealth plan. I mean, the Financial Times of London admits what it is. In order to control the internet and do so without much notice, the FCC has rolled a censorship plan into its net neutrality scheme under the fallacious rubric of consumer protection. The FCC is calling for the regulation of television and internet broadband. Kelly William Cobb, writing for Americans for Tax Reform, says, quote, the FCC would begin regulating internet access for the first time under a completely new regulatory scheme, even though they lack the authority to create it. Meanwhile, the FCC would push regulations cloaked in the heartwarming language of competition and innovation, mandating that your cable box, known as a set-top box, become a broadband gateway device controlling access to your internet, TV, and phone. The FCC has already started looking at a set-top box regulations in their national broadband plan. And then if you link through and actually read what they have announced on the FCC website, it says there'll be a tax on you for using the box. Just like for 50 years, they've had a, on average, what, £200 a year or so tax for radio and TV in England. Oh, and they have actual people that go around in vans spying on you to see if you're watching TV or listening to the radio without paying your tax. You think I'm joking? Go look into it. That's actually what the FCC says. They said, like the BBC, a, quote, government megaphone. The media will now be taxed, and the money from it will fund government media in the U.S. openly. Under the FCC's regulatory control, consumers would be forced to buy an internet, TV, phone connectivity box that the government approves. Again, under the FCC's regulatory control, consumers would be forced to buy an internet, TV, phone connectivity box that the government approves. Everyone will pay rates for service that the government sets. And everything passing through your internet, TV, and phone would become subject to the FCC's constant regulatory whim, writes Cobb. It continues, the FCC's controlled television content for decades. If you want to know what the heavy hand of government will do to internet content, think of the absurd Janet Jackson incident and the government response. The government wants to make sure the flow of information is safe for consumption by the plebs. Broadcast and cable television do not offer an alternative to news and information provided by the corporate media. The FCC plan and government oversight of content would effectively kill off alternative news, information, and commentary. If the FCC gets its way, Obama will not need a kill switch, as he's now admitted they have, installed in the Oval Office. The internet will ultimately become a pale reflection of corporate-dominated television where there are hundreds of channels and nothing on. That is nothing that challenges the government and offers an alternative to the corporate media. Now, why is this so serious? Because you have a perfect storm of government megacorporations being exposed by alternative media, and you have mainstream media losing its ratings to the alternative media and literally dying, already in cardiac arrest, newspapers, TV, you name it, because the people's voice can't be heard there. Talk radio is old media. It's surviving because it's more electronic soapbox type format and long form. So internet's exploding, taking everything over. Talk radio is kind of merging with it and surviving. Everything else is dying. And so you have mainstream media, Time Magazine, Newsweek, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, all calling for internet censorship and to shut down and tax and regulate the alternative media because we're kicking their hind ends, ladies and gentlemen. When my articles get quoted by the Sydney Morning Herald and the Drudge Report and the Associated Press in the last week alone, the system is scared. When Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com receive millions of individual visitors a week and are exponentially growing, the system is scared. And they actually name me on MSNBC and imply that I'm trying to cause a violent overthrow of the government and that I need to be silenced and that my free speech is dangerous. Well, if they can knock off Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh, They can knock anybody off. So understand, we are canaries in the coal mine, and we've all got to stand together or we will surely hang separate, as Thomas Jefferson said. But listen, I'm not done. Janet Napolitano, internet monitoring needed to fight homegrown terrorism. When you read the cybersecurity bill that's passed the House in the Senate, already being implemented without it being passed for the last 4 years under Bush and now Obama, giant NSA bases built all over the country, including one in San Antonio. San Antonio papers try to go cover it. Police come out and detain them or arrest them. This is on the news. You can watch those videos online. They openly say all internet service companies who have 100 or more customers must wire all their equipment through the government. Same thing, all your internet in your house will be wired through a government snooping, tracking, blocking system. Worse than communist China. I mean, folks, this is worse than communist China. There they just block it at the main ISPs. This is a block at the ISPs, but also in your house.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain claw. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded.
Everybody, we have a special report up on prisonplanet.com right now, that Paul Watson and I wrote this morning, and it is absolutely essential that everyone go to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com and get this article. I'm going to be covering it coming up in the next segment. States need to launch criminal investigation into BP, federal government's role in oil spill. And I'm going to go over the key issues and bring some real clarity to this. I have been studying this for the last five-plus weeks. I have been looking at it in great detail since this thing began. And clearly, this is a staged event. And we're going to go over the reasons that we know it's staged, but also why they staged it, and call for state investigations, because you're not going to have a federal investigation on this. But going back to internet censorship, China, of course, uses national blacklist to block web domains and keywords at the internet service provider level. In the last year, Australia has passed laws. In their own newspapers, they have the headline, "More Draconian Than Chinese Net Censorship." That model has now been adopted in Italy. France is in the process of adopting it, and England is moving towards adoption. Canada is moving towards adoption, and now the United States is moving towards adoption, but a level higher. The communist Chinese do not have a black box in your house that all of your internet has to be wired through, whether your internet comes in off broadband or off of cable or off of a dial-up or off of a T1 or a DSL. It doesn't matter. Under federal regulations, this is what the FCC is announcing, not law, but regulations. And regulations are why, you know, a microwave has an FCC certification on it. Regulations are why a walkie-talkie says FCC certified. All of that's approved. It's not a law. The FCC just says. Well, the FCC says that when Time Warner comes out to your house to install something, or when Dish Network comes to install something, or when anyone else comes to install internet at your house, Cox Communications, doesn't matter, it will be wired through, and their equipment will be built to spec to only work being plugged in to their box. And then everything in the government box will track and record what you do, where you surf, where you go. It's a wiretap in your house, and they admit that. Just total end of the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, First Amendment, everything. And it'll do more. This Big Brother telescreen won't just watch everything you're doing. It will decide what you can watch on your television / computer console. Everything's merged, as you know. And the federal government says they're going to regulate what you can get access to. They say they're going to track what you see and what you do. This is 180 degrees in the opposite direction of liberty and freedom. This is in the opposite direction of our republic. And that really needs to sink in for everybody out there. It needs to sink in deep. And you need to think about that. Because, see, a lot of yuppies I talk to say, I don't care if we live under tyranny. Why do I care? I don't care if they stop me at checkpoints. I don't care if they take my blood at a checkpoint without a warrant. I don't care if they took my baby's blood for 38 years, you know, going back to 38 years ago at birth, worldwide in every Western nation for a UN secret program, now declassified. I don't care if they lied about the flu shot and told us that we had to have it, and then it turns out the flu shot's dangerous. I don't care if sodium fluoride brain damages me. I don't care if the government takes my pension funds. I don't care if the government raises my taxes. I don't care. I mean, is there anything you care about? Do you have any self-respect for yourself? Do you understand that with internet censorship, with surveillance, with black uniforms, with cameras, license plate reading and scanning your face, comes oppression, comes secret arrest and torture in every case in history? We know what's happening. And the government's announcing, oh, we'll secretly arrest Americans and have them disappear into a black hole and be tortured with no court, no judge, no jury. Oh, we are going to set up labor camps. Prisoners need to work. Biggest prison population in the world. Prisoners working, competing with your jobs on the outside, 25 cents an hour. We know what tyranny is. We know what bondage is. We know what oppression is. And on every, if you had a checklist, say, of 20 things that mean you're a total tyranny, they've checked all 20. They've carried out many of the 20. They're trying to implement the other things on their list. I mean, there's no doubt this is going on. It's 100%. Government media control, censorship, out of control taxation, government that isn't accountable, government that's arrogant, government that does whatever it wants. This is when you have criminals that have taken over the society and they go, hell, we've gotten away with committing thousands of other crimes. Why not commit thousands more? Why not get more bold? Why not get more out of control? After all, when the people finally physically rebel, we've been planning for decades, they say, if you read their own documents, they say, we've been planning for decades to then call that sedition and bring in really hardcore oppression. This is going to work great. Order out of chaos. I mean, look at this. Financial Times of London, FCC and move to regulate internet. Napolitano, internet monitoring needed to fight homegrown terrorism with an internet control box in your house watching everything you do. I mean, just 3 years ago, Bush was up there lying, saying, I don't spy on you without a warrant. No Americans are being watched. Then it came out they were listening to everybody, non-terror related, listening to other members of the Congress. In England, they were spying on members of the parliament. A member of parliament released a secret document. The police came and arrested him last year for exposing that the British government was illegally spying on the parliament. See, the parliament isn't really the government. The bureaucracy is the government, the illegitimate government. And how dare you, an elected member of parliament, report we're secretly spying on you? We're going to send a SWAT team to your house. You don't report on our crimes. You don't whistleblow as an elected member of the parliament. Same thing now. Oh, you release a video of our troops killing kids and laughing about it? You're going to prison. And it's in the Associated Press today and Der Spiegel that the American specialist that released that video of the troops killing the kids in Baghdad isn't going to be allowed to have lawyers and has disappeared into a black hole. That's the new America. You show our troops killing kids and laughing about it, you're going into a black hole. What would Hitler do if somebody released photos of Nazis killing kids? Hitler would arrest that person. They'd be a traitor, wouldn't they? See, you live in Nazi Germany now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last days of free internet and people like Alex Jones on the radio, because we are having an effect, because people are listening. The system is scared. Look at this. Free speech gag bill moving in house. Gun Owners of America. New York. This is CBS TV. New York wants teen texting ban in schools and home. It says even during the summer, the school wants to be able to download what's on your phone, even inside your house. State court rules it's okay for teachers to watch your kids at home without warrants on government-issued laptops.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like him any more than you.
So just 3 years ago, it was a big deal to have the NSA spying on citizens without a warrant. And there was talk of criminal indictments, and the head of the CIA, the head of the NSA, Hayden, were in deep trouble. And, you know, would there be criminal charges of John Yoo? And would there be criminal charges of Alberto Gonzalez, who ordered torture? 3 years later, Bush gives speeches on television and says, I ordered torture, and I'd do it again. Remember 2 weeks ago? And you can be all for torture. You can think it's a good American thing to do, and it's going to be, I guess, good when foreign governments torture our troops. No, we have doublethink. Our media, when our people get tortured, says it's wrong, but when we torture, it's good. Okay, whatever. You want to believe those confessions and believe the fairy tales, fine. The issue is they sent a lot of U.S. troops and contractors to prison who followed orders and tortured. So you got to love that. Bush is publicly saying he ordered torture. We got all the White House memos ordering it. None of those guys get in trouble. But the people that follow the orders, they go to prison. That's how this new world order operates. And that is the nature of tyranny. One of the final stages of tyranny, when you know you've really hit rock bottom, is when leaders publicly commit crimes and don't get in trouble, and then the book is thrown at their own underlings, though, for the same crime when they want to scapegoat someone. Okay, now I said that I was going to do a special report today on BP, and I am. It's just that I needed to spend the first 30 minutes of the broadcast on this Sunday edition first explaining to people that you need to go read the new FCC proposals, and they say they're going to carry it out. They're going to implement it. They're going to, and it's the same way I got a smart meter at my office. Texas, and the city of Austin in Texas, and then all over the state of California, in the last 4 years under a federal pilot program, they get federal money, have put smart meters in. And last year, my office, they came, put it on the side of the building, and the government controls the electricity flow in our air conditioners, and we have no choice. City of Austin says we're the one power supplier. We have a monopoly. And by the way, we're going to more than double the cost of your power and gas with a new carbon tax in the next 3 years, $2.6 billion. Austin Energy even announced it. Same thing in California. They just said, you know what? We're going to control your thermostat, and under regulations, all new air conditioner compressors put in have to have a switch in them that's remote controlled by the new smart boxes. Not only do you have a smart box that controls the temperature in your house in many areas, not just Texas and California, it's spreading. Those are two of the more publicized cases. But now they've announced under federal regulations that within 5 years, your toaster, your refrigerator, your washer, your dryers, everything is going to be government tracked. This is openly being announced in the news. And here's Financial Times of London, Associated Press, Fox News, Gun Owners of America, CBS Television. But CBS Television says, not only does the Department of Education want to ban sexually explicit text messages, and then you read what they actually want, it says here, and bullying, that students may do off hours or nights or weekends and summer vacations, but they also want to punish them for it, handing out the 90-day suspensions. And then you get jail time because of the suspension, because then they say you're truant, even though the school kicks you out. And then it goes on to say that the phones will be accessible by the government. That's how they're going to know about this. Here's the Wall Street Journal. The NRA's political sellout. Why is the gun rights lobby helping Chuck Schumer? Here's another one. I've got another article here dealing with Elena Kagan. Is Elena Kagan's emails? In Elena Kagan's emails, politics often trumps policy. And it goes into what a hardcore political operative she is. In fact, here's one of them, where she called members of the NRA, which is the whitewash, watered-down Second Amendment group, founded to federalize gun control. The NRA lobbied for the 68 Gun Control Act. Charlton Heston, even though I've interviewed him and like him and a big fan, God rest his soul, I've got the video clips of Charlton Heston endorsing the 68 Gun Control Act that then led to the gun registration that you know of today. The NRA is an anti-gun organization. Okay, I just read you the Wall Street Journal admitting it. Working with Chuck E. Schumer to ban free speech in elections for pro-Second Amendment. But let me just continue here. This is out of the National Review, and it's her quotes out of her paper, 1996, where she said that the NRA is the KKK. Well, yeah, I've got her Harvard writings where she said there's no Second Amendment, just like the Attorney General has said. And I've got her quotes about how we can restrict free speech whenever we want. Well, of course. I mean, this woman is only qualified to be Supreme Court Justice because she hates freedom and hates America. She's not qualified. She's not a patriot. She's not a constitutionalist. She's the polar opposite of that. Look, I can think of nothing more important than our free speech, ladies and gentlemen, your free speech. I have articles here in my stack where in Canada, people are being arrested and facing 5 years in prison for saying there's too many immigrants in Canada bankrupting the welfare system. We are inches away in the U.S. from not being able to have any free speech as Americans, as the globalists bring in their client state operatives who will vote to take your private property, who will vote to take your guns. Did you see the illegal aliens? The videos are up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I played clips of it Friday. This is what the police released and on the LA Times website. Hundreds of illegal aliens with their MS-13 Mexican Mafia tattoos waving giant Mexican flags and overturning cars, burning cars, attacking people, and the police did absolutely nothing. The video is powerful, but if you look at the LA Times photos, it's one of a Hispanic family in a car as the illegal aliens begin attacking them. I mean, this is the insanity. Can you imagine if a Tea Party was out there attacking people, waving Gadsden flags or the 13 colony flags? You know, the 13-star flag. Can you imagine if people flying the Continental Congress flag were out there burning cars, overturning cars, attacking police, now it's been confirmed racially attacking Anglos in cars? It would be the end of the world. But no. Nowhere in the media do they mention this until you actually watch the videos and read the footnotes, because that's politically incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. And, in fact, you won't believe me. Let me just actually find the article. It was the Canadian National News, because I was looking for it here in my stack, where the man faces two counts of 2 to 5 years in prison and a giant fine in Canada. Where is it? I had it right here. You got to love this one out of the Washington Post. Vote system that elected New York Hispanic could expand. It says that the people get 6 votes apiece to vote in Hispanic leaders. So no longer one vote, one man, one vote. And it said that it was considered that one vote per person was racist. So the illegal aliens are given 6 votes apiece. That's the Washington Post with a straight face reporting it like it's normal. Guys, it's up on Infowars.com. It's man arrested for hate speech against immigrants in Canada. I want to be able to actually read that so you hear it from the actual newspaper so you understand what's coming to America. And you know, whether you agree with the speech of someone criticizing open borders or not, the issue is, don't you support it? Okay, I promise, when we come back, I'm done talking about how they are overturning free speech worldwide, and it's now coming to America because the criminal corporations that have seized the government and are using it for their own personal cash machine know that we're awake to their criminal operations, so they've got to silence us and really bring in more tyranny, or they're going to all end up going to prison. You understand they're at the point of no return.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, 2 wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Well, back off in when they shot the man who said peace could last forever. And in my first memory, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see. So I never fell for Vietnam. We've got the wall of disease to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands. With everybody fighting for the promised land.
You tell them, Axel, we are back live. Look at the top of the news I have here. Obama gives major swath of Arizona back to Mexico. I mean, this is incredible. And every week I see where Mexican troops come across and shoot at U.S. police and military, and our troops have been ordered. They can't be armed or have bullets in their firearms. Meanwhile, I've been to military drills around the country where regular army comes out with loaded guns, and it's actually in my film Endgame. I have troops wearing 45s on their side in New York run over and cuss at me and tell me not to videotape them. And, of course, I got in their face and said, I'm American, I'm red-blooded, it's the First Amendment. Get out of my face, traitor! And they backed off because they're so used to people bowing down to thugism and tyranny that they didn't know what to do. And their officer ran across the street and got them. And I didn't care. Let those troops 45 me right in the head. If that's what it takes to defend the First Amendment, how are you going to look, troops, when you shoot an American in the head because you want to come over and get in their face? Some gangbanger with a gun in a U.S. Army uniform. That's what America has turned into, folks. That's what America has turned into. You look at the people burning cars and attacking people in Los Angeles, they're now the police. They're now the military. And they're coming for the property. They're coming for the guns. They're coming for everything. I want to be clear about that. And let me explain something, ladies and gentlemen. You see hooligans in England acting just like the illegal alien gangs in Los Angeles. So it's not a racial issue. It is dehumanized, dumbed down, brainwashed TV heads that have just been turned into morons that have been given power. In fact, let me just get to this now, then I'm going to get into the BP. The BP is our top story. I'm going to spend a lot of time on it and then take your calls. But I want to build the foundation of all this info first. Lakers violence. Authorities release raw video of mob attacking cab. Seek public's help. And then the LA Times goes on with the raw video to admit they attacked a bunch of other vehicles with people in it, set fire to trash cans, set the taxi on fire after pulling the people out. I mean, you watch this video. It's like 5 minutes long. It's actually 6 minutes long. And it is scary. The gang signs, the Mexican flags, the laughing, the burning the car, the dragging people out of their cars on some of the other videos that are out there. I mean, it is scary, folks. It is scary. Lakers. Violence. Authorities release raw video of mob attacking cab. Seek public's help. You can fast forward to the end when they set it on fire. We can't play the audio, but PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can watch this, or just go to PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch it, I guess, until the government censors the internet. There it is. See, they don't like the open free internet because it shows misbehavior. Misbehavior by police. Misbehavior by throngs of illegal aliens waving Mexican flags. In fact, there's another angle from wider of this scene where it shows the Mexican flags, big giant ones, people running around. Because we can't play the audio because of all the cussing, but we can at least show that image. Show the video from Friday with the Mexican flags. That's important. Continuing here, what if Tea Parties waving Gadsden flags had trashed L.A.? That's an important article by Paul Joseph Watson at GCNLive.com. Bread and Circus has gone awry. Mindless sports fans riot in L.A. What do you see in England? What do you see in South Africa? Rioting, people stabbing each other, people stampeding each other to get into the games. You see people at Walmart because they're going to have a sale, stampede and kill a bunch of people over mindless crud made in China, crud made in China that destroyed our industrial capacity and any future to have jobs in this country. What have we been turned into collectively? As humans, we've been dehumanized. We've been turned into people that only value sports, that only value sports teams and Hollywood stars and fluff and the latest celebrity gossip. And while you're busy focused on that, the federal government is openly moving to take your free speech and openly moving to set up a North American Union and destroy our republic. And I can think of no better illustration of that than this. I heard this on XM Fox News yesterday, so I went and looked it up, and sure enough, you can even watch video online of LeBron James basically wasn't even going to show up to this fan appreciation event in the city where he lives because he's reportedly going to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers and go to another team. And so it's reported that several thousand people, one press report says 2,000, one says 4,000. This article says 4,000 attended. And it says that LeBron James showed up 10 minutes before the event was over. It was a two-hour event from 11 to 1. He showed up sometime past 12:40 when most people had already left. There was a stampede with some injuries, with people wanting to get in to see their god. They don't want private property. They don't want a Bill of Rights. They don't want a Constitution. They don't want dignity. They don't want their Second Amendment. They don't want to be able to raise their children as they see fit. They don't want that. They want bondage. Between 2,000 and 4,000 people show up and sit there like schmucks for almost 2 hours waiting for their sports god, and reportedly he got called by the team managers and told, you better get down here to this. You knew this was coming up. And the slobs gave this slob a trophy, and he left. Now, the point is, could you get 3,000 or 4,000 people to the city council of Cleveland to stop tyranny or stop the fact that the city's openly going bankrupt and is extremely corrupt? Could you get 3,000 Austinites down to the city hall to stop $2.6 billion in taxes over the next 3 years on our power and gas, a total carbon tax ripoff that the UN openly got passed locally because they couldn't get Congress to do it? They said, well, we got some idiots in Austin. Let's rob them. Could you get 3,000 or 4,000 Austinites there for that? Could you get 3,000 people to call the FCC or to write letters to the FCC or to call radio stations and tell them to fight back, or to call ISPs and tell them to fight back against government censorship and surveillance of the Internet? Could you get 3,000 people out to stand up against water fluoridation, which admittedly causes brain damage and bone cancer? No. Could you get 3,000 people out in Cleveland against year number 9 coming up in Afghanistan, going into year number 7 in Iraq coming up? No, you couldn't. And that's why the globalists are making their move on us. They know we're a joke. I talk to adults who are even well-to-do in business. They don't know history. They don't know anything. But they know all about sports teams. I talk to professors. They're dumber than a box of rocks. I talk to all these pseudo-intellectuals, and they know nothing about the world. And everybody's wearing their UT Longhorns hats. And that's all anybody talks about in the town where I live. Not about freedom, not about liberty, but a fake tribal, what was the word that the late, great author called it? Grand Falloon. It's something that really doesn't even mean anything, but a bunch of people that have no connection to it rally around it and worship it and laud it. Kurt Vonnegut. Incidentally, Kurt Vonnegut, just at cultural point, was a fan of the show and sent me a hand-done print he did about a year before he died. Could never get him on the show, though. He said that his time was over and he was making no more public appearances. And I guess he stuck with it. But you love all these grand falloons, things that don't matter, while all of your freedom is being robbed. In fact, we've got a great graphic up on Infowars.com on the front page that shows a bunch of guys sitting on their couch with beer and potato chips looking at a television set that has the World Cup on. And behind them is a giant picture window. And it's Obama on a bulldozer, bulldozing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and our health care. But imagine these people. LeBron James thinks the people that pay millions of dollars a year are a bunch of schmucks. And they are. A bunch of mindless idiots. He could care less about them. He could care less about them. Some appreciation event. Imagine almost 4,000 people, the press reports, showing up to beg and lick the boots of someone saying, please don't leave our town. We associate our well-being and our identity with you, a person that runs around on a court bouncing a ball and putting it in a hoop. We don't have any identity of our own. Don't leave Cleveland. Oh, please. And they begged and cried, and parents taught their kids that this is your idol, not a inventor, not a trailblazer, not an explorer, not a patriot, but some guy bouncing a basketball. That's why we're slaves. BP analysis coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.